Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, the church throughout the world sings and shouts, Hallelujah. Our Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus has conquered our sin and our death for us. And we are filled with Easter joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The gospel readings, both for the vigil tonight and for Easter morning, are not, however, brimming with Easter joy just yet. Did you notice? At Easter, we hear the story of the empty tomb. The disciples were still grieving the death of Jesus. And then they were terrified by the empty tomb and this vision of angels. At this point, the disciples are not yet singing Alleluia. Luke says that the angels reminded the three women of what Jesus said, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day. The women remembered this when the angels told them, and they even went to the 11 with the story. But the reaction of the 11 was disbelief. It seemed like nonsense. And their inability to understand limited their faith. Jesus himself told them that he would be handed over, that he would suffer, and would then be raised from the dead. But somehow, the words of Jesus didn't register on them in those first moments when they encountered the empty tomb. Perhaps adding to their confusion was the scripture references that Jesus himself mentioned when he talked about the resurrection. And there were lots of scriptures that foretold the resurrection of the Messiah, but the disciples did not understand. We are really no different from those first disciples. The first challenge for those early disciples is also our challenge. A lack of understanding that prevents full belief in Jesus. Now I'm going to take that and summarize it very quickly in Spanish for those who are here who don't speak English well. Hoy reflexionamos en las Escrituras, decimos aleluya y el gozo que tenemos, pero las Escrituras simplemente tienen la tumba vacía. Y este era algo miedoso por los discípulos. Cuando los ángeles hablaron con las mujeres y las mujeres se fueron para hablar con los discípulos, ellos no creyeron porque no entendían muy bien. Y el problema de los discípulos primeros de no entender es también nuestra dificultad hoy. Remember when Jesus told us, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. But we don't always fully understand the presence of Christ and his church gathered together in prayer. Sacred Scripture teaches us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word. When we proclaim the Word of God, then the risen Christ is speaking to us. But we don't yet fully understand. Sacred Scripture teaches us that the ministers of Jesus who come in his name represent his presence among us. And in fact, Jesus is present with his ministers. Jesus said, "Whoever rejects you rejects me and rejects the Father who sent me." But we don't fully understand the presence of Christ in his ministers. Sacred Scripture teaches us that Jesus is truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven, and if you eat this bread, you will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." But we do not yet fully understand the true presence of Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Eucharist. And when we don't fully understand these things, it's easier to fall away. We can be tempted to stop coming to Mass each Sunday. We can be tempted to zone out when the word of God is proclaimed. We can be tempted to slow down or stop receiving the sacraments. And these temptations happen to a lot of people.
Consideramos la presencia de Jesucristo con nosotros. Recordamos cuando Jesús dijo, donde hay dos o tres reunidos en mi nombre, estoy presente. Recordamos que Jesús es la palabra hecho carne, y cuando leemos la Biblia, Jesús nos habla. Recordamos que Jesús está presente en sus ministros. Recordamos que Jesús está presente en su Eucaristía, cuerpo y sangre, alma y divinidad. Pero nuestro problema es que de vez en cuando no entendemos estas cosas. Y cuando no entendemos muy bien, es más fácil alejarnos de la iglesia y de Jesús. Esta es la tentación. Y esta es una tentación para mucha gente. With all of this, what makes the difference? For the first disciples, what made the difference for them was when they encountered the risen Lord. When they encountered him, then they had joy. And their courage was stirred up. And they boldly shared their faith with others. When Saint Mary Magdalene encountered the risen Lord in the garden, she ran to tell the disciples that he was risen. And she was filled with Easter joy. Hallelujah. Oh, good, you're awake again. When St. Peter encountered the risen Lord and he preached the scriptures with great understanding and with joy in the face of every obstacle, he was filled with Easter joy. Hallelujah. And you and I can encounter the risen Lord too, because we gather in his holy name and Jesus is here. He is present among us. Hallelujah. And we proclaim sacred scripture, and our Jesus speaks to us. Hallelujah. We celebrate baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, and our Jesus sanctifies us. Hallelujah. And we receive the Holy Eucharist, and our Jesus feeds us. Hallelujah. And we go forth through those doors to serve and love, and Jesus meets us and our neighbor. Hallelujah. And we are on a pilgrim journey together to heaven, and Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place for us. Hallelujah. All the saints and the angels in heaven proclaim along with us tonight, Jesus is risen, and we are filled with Easter joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And amen.